I want to speak about Shema Brachos, because it's in this week's parsha. It's a Yevarchu Rivka, this coming parsha. I'm behind in Shkan Mikra. You guys, are you all up to date? Yeah, it's hard, huh? Yevarchu Rivka. Let's talk about Shema Brachos. You ready? There are four categories of brachos in halacha. What are the four categories of brachos by halacha? Birkas. And then in Brachan Furu, Birkas Shemachu Adoya, Thunder and Lightning, Birkas Amitzis, Lulav, what's the fourth? Fourth is always the hardest. Avudrom, the great Rishon, has four categories of Brachas. Birkas Tfilu. Guys, you writing them down?
Yeah.
The four categories of Brachas based on the Avudrom. So, I want to focus on Sheva Brachas. Birkas Hassan, better known in halacha. How do you categorize those? So the Rambam categorizes them as Birkas Mitzvahs, and the Ramban and the Ran say Birkas Tefillah is a Sheva. How do I know this? How do I know it? So let's pin it down.
What's the
Sheva? Yeah, Sheva for Tefillah. Good morning, Jonathan. Good to see you. So what's the rule when it comes to Birkas Mitzvahs? Call them Mitzvahs Kum Varchalayan over Latsiyasu. What's over Latsiyasu mean? Before you do the action. What Dafim Tzachim? Daf Zayin in the base. Yes? For Birkas Sheva Kodo, what do? The Brachos afterwards. You hear the thunder. You hear the thunder. Oh, you borrow from me. I got a page. I got a new notebook actually on Friday for you. Rip it out of it. Push yourself, Hashem. Proud of you. Birkas Shemachu does. You hear the thunder, you see the lightning, and then you say a bracha. Birkas Shemachu does after. Birkas Nenin. Say the bracha before you eat and drink. So what do you do about the Sheva brachas? So the Rambam says you say it before the wedding. Did you guys know that? Before they go into the chuppah.
The Asav Sharachos is the wedding?
Yeah, I quote him Kenitsa the chuppah. Before they go into the chuppah, according to the Ram, chuppah is yichud. So they say the Sheva brachos before they go into the yichud. They do that at a wedding. They all say all the Sheva brachos before the what? They say all the Sheva brachos before they go into the yichud. According to the Ram, the ikar yichud is yichud. So they actually do the Sheva brachos before. Yes? So it's an amazing thing. The chuppah has to be roi labia. And there's a famous principle, kalab lo brocha asur lo bala can eat it. So she has to have the Sheva brocha set for her. So you need to say it before the chuppah. Before the yichud. When the Rambam chuppah is yichud. That's how the Rambam reads it. The Shemirkas Hassanim. Yes, what do you say?
So saying it before you go into the yichud is pretty much how we do it today.
Yes. Well said. You're right. You say all the Sheva Brachos before, correct? That's why you're supposed to rush them, run them. You're supposed to run the Chasam and Kal, the Ritzin. The Ritzin also. You're supposed to run them. You know, they should be, you dance them, you know, you run them, but it shouldn't, like, you know, delay so much. You know what I mean? The Ritzin. Because you want to get the Brachos close to the actual Yichud to make sure it's over Las Yosef. What do you say according to the Ran and the other Rishonim? They say you say it after the chuppah, which is Birkas Sheva Kodo. Therefore, it doesn't have to be over Asiyasan. And the Rama writes that we actually spill the bracha under the chuppah before the yichud. So what's the pshat? We pass him a mitzvah. We pass him, like Jonathan just said. Basically, you're saying the bracha beforehand. Okay? Now, if you hold that the Iker chuppah is being under the canopy, then you're kind of like saying the brachas afterwards. Not kind of, you are. You follow me? So, in a certain sense, we're fulfilling both shittas. You follow me? Because according to the Rambam, the Iker chuppah is what? Yichud. And you say the Sheva brachas under the chuppah, which is before the Iker. And according to the Ran, what do you do? According to the Ran, what do we do? We go into the chuppah, and then after we've been in the chuppah for a while, we say the brachas afterwards. So if you hold the chuppah, is mamish the chuppah, which is under the canopy, You're saying the bracha after you've gone in. Okay, so you kind of like fulfill, you do fulfill both periods. Eliezer, you got me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can we also make an argument that maybe fulfilling the Ron Shita even better by also saying Sheva Brachos after Birkas Hamazon?
When we do that, that's separate. That's a separate thing.
Well, couldn't that Sheva still Brachos technically fulfill a Shita?
No, because the Sheva Brachos of the meal and the Sheva Brachos of the chuppah. Those are two separate things. We're focusing on the Sheva Brachos of the chuppah. Okay, excellent. Let's continue now. Yes. Yes, Mary, go ahead.
I think you say that if the lady is in need at that point, that we built a little child or something with the yukah house, if the bait maker of the chuppah is yukah, is it still considered the chuppah? Is that the case?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's an excellent question. According to the Rambam, chuppah is needed for mice. It's not really a beer. So the brachas are brachas with a kala. It's hard to believe that. But all the seven brachas are brachas with a kala. You have to say, according to the Rambam, if you're in the style of God, you're doing mummies. You have a responsibility to support her. So for that, it's a kala. Okay? But in the chuppah is needed, you're right. You can't have yukah. They got to keep the door open or have them. Put a young child in the room. The only one has to know about it is the cousin and cousin inside a condition. It's not a public matter. You don't want to embarrass them. So you keep that very private. Yes.
So what do we do while they're in the meal?
They just go in there and they have their meal. They just go in there and they have their meal, yeah. Or you have a kid in there. That's why the women, they try to regulate the period so that there won't be a problem or if it's needed. It's not the end of the world. If it happens, it happens. So all three people, if it just gets a little sticky, then the shuttle bus can get a new thing. So wherever they're staying, they got to keep their room open. It's not cautious. But the mice, I want you to understand, Birkas Hasanim is under the chuppah. Okay. So after the Masada Kiddushin, now, what do you do when you get up to a chuppah? I want you guys to understand the wedding, and then most of the people that sit there in the audience, they know it's fine. So you get there, get up there in the chuppah, and the first bracha said is with the rav is Masada Kiddushin. He says, Berker HaGofen, and then he says, longer bracha. You know the Negev. How does it go? I need a sitter. You know the Negev. I didn't quite recognize it. My own fault, John. That's what I'm going to say. It goes like this. You ready? Here we go. Let me see if I can get it. Bless you. It's funny because you think they would have the... Oh, here it is. Ready? I don't know. Do you have the nigger?
Yeah.
Go ahead, say it. Not
the
nigger.
The prophets.
Okay, so go ahead and say it. Let's go. Very good. Excellent. Very good. I know you're cousin. So it comes out. Oh, okay, good. I didn't know that. You're about to swim music? Very nice. Good. So you see the feathers. Very good. That the first two brachas, the rabbi, the Masada Kiddushin has to say is Berker HaGofen, and this is Kavos and Yisuos. Then what do you do? I have a Messiah from one of my rabbis, and not complaining, it's really good. It's a good way to remember. You want to include both parents. So after the Berker's Aresin, which is the first two, she's still under the auspices of her father. In a certain sense, she's obviously older than 12 and a half. So what do you do? You know what you do?
You give, you honor the Kalos parents. So you give the Kalos father the cup, and the father of the cow will feed the pussy. And then you give the mother of the cow to feed her own daughter. You follow me? Then, when you read the ksuba now, and if the rabbi wants to give a drasha, you give him a drasha, you should do it after the reading of the ksuba. Okay? You should do it after the reading of the ksuba. And first you read the ksuba. Why do you read the ksuba? Because you want to have a hefsek between the kedushin and the ksuba. You follow me? Otherwise, you're saying all these brachas, you say another break of gafel. What do you just said a break of? But if you create a long hefsek, then that's good. So that's what Rashi writes in the Tshuva. That's what we do, guys. Then we read the Tshuva. Jonathan, you know, is getting married soon. For the show. We used to remind them, they build a bias that will get through. June 23rd. And then November 23rd, right?
On the 2nd.
On the 2nd. Tuesday or Monday?
Tuesday.
Okay. Forward. Yeah, go ahead.
So I know that Kedushin and Erusin used to be much farther apart.
12 months apart.
Right.
12 months apart. And we commemorate that gap with reading the Ksuba and the rabbi giving the drasha.
Well, when did we lose that minhag and why?
Good question, because you know, in those days they used to get the woman ready for the jewelry and the suda. We don't need that. We don't need that amount of time. We do it all one shot, but we commemorate the gap. We do commemorate the gap by reading the ksuba in the middle. Very good. It's very important. I'm glad you mentioned that, but that's really how we commemorate that. That's what our chef always told us. If you're beside a kedushin and you're going to speak under the kippah, do it right then after the reading of the ksuba. Don't do it at the end. Why not do it at the end? Why don't we do it at the end? Because why? Because you're supposed to run the chasam and kala to the yichurim. So you sit there and you give a bracha for 10 minutes afterwards, that's not the right time. You read the ksuba, and also then you read the ksuba, and then also you do the shema brachas. Okay? That is the proper time. You read the ksuba, then you do the drasha. Most people don't have a drasha now. Are you having anyone speak on your football? So make sure that you read and speaks after the reading of the ksuba. Okay? All right. Then we follow up the Shabbat brachas. Now, the Shabbat has a, based on halacha, that the same person should do the first two brachas. There is a meaning that the same person does the first two brachas. Now, whenever I'm a Sadr Kedushin, I am the one that gives out the card. I have one card with all the Shabbat brachas on it, and I give it up. I have seen so many times in the caterers in charge, and they mess up the order. They have these separate cards and they give out, and it gets real complicated. You don't want to mess around with the brachas because Kala blow bracha. You don't want a Kala blow bracha. You want to make sure the Kala has a bracha. Kala blow bracha, soon the Baila can eat it. You want to make sure she has a shemach. I'm forgetting now, and there's two of the brachas that if you skip and you said one already, then there's a machlekes between Reb Moshe and one other Gemara from you say it. I forgot which one it is.
Is it the last one?
No. It's not. It's one of the three and four, maybe. So, Stasis, I don't remember. I have to look it up. Okay? All right. So, this is what we've done. We do this, the first two. If you can't, you got so many kibbutzim, what can you do? Now, I have an interesting minig also you have to replace in brachas. As soon as the chassid comes under the chuppah, you put ashes on his head. Why? Zeichel l'chorban. Okay. I evidently Lubavitch Hasidim don't have that minute. I wasn't aware of that. I'm not sure. The Kaiser says in the month, if you break the glass, you also put ashes on the guy's head. Just a little bit. It's not going to mess up the pictures. Just a little bit. I prepared the ashes before because there's no matches. You can't find matches anywhere anymore. You know, in these caterers and stuff. You know, I prepared the ashes before. What do? I take a match. Wait to the very end before it burns my hand, and then I put it on the plate. You know, then it has a charcoal. Then you wait, and then you smash it up. So you, and then I put it in a Ziploc. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. But I've noticed that you can't do it at the catering halls anymore because they all have the starters. How are you going to make charcoals as starters? You know the electric starters they have.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an interesting, beautiful. It's the first time I ever came across it. A guy didn't do it. I was about to put it on after you went in the cocoa, the fussle went down. I was about to put it on his head, and then the parents said, No, this is our minute. This is
said, I'm in it, he's not to do it.
I said, okay. It's a good start. Good start.
I've been enjoying it. Good start. Okay. Let's continue now. I know we got a lot to do. A minig is to say the bracha under the flow pump. You say a very, very powerful. A minig is to use white wine. If you use red wine, you know, it might get on a college dress and looks terrible. The minig is to use white wine. Now, at the end of the Shavuot brachas, what's the last bracha that is said, that real long one, you know? So, now that the chas, now that you've done the chuppah, not yichud yet, you're correct, you haven't done yichud yet, but at least you've done chuppah, which is the standard shower you're showing them under the canopy. What do you do now? So now you're under the, she's under the chassan's auspices. So who do you honor? The chassan's parents. So you let the chassan's father feed his own son, and you let the mother of the chassan feed her new new daughter-in-law. You understand what I'm saying? That's how you keep it straight. Okay? You should be aware of it, no maisa, and I want you to understand the lack of maisa. Okay. Now, I want to ask you the following. Did you guys ever notice, and I want you to be knowledgeable, did you ever notice at the chuppah, the first bracha is breaker of alchem of the shav bracha is mayor? And then, if you guys ever stay to the end of the wedding, you guys ever stay to the end of the wedding when you're part of the shav bracha, half the people already leave. You got to make sure you have 10 guys, too. Now, when is Breaker of Gotham in the Shavuot brachas? At the end. Why is there a switch? Did you ever notice it, first of all? That the Breaker of Gotham under the chuppah is the first one, and the intervention is the last one? What is the difference? So I want you to get this. Which is more of a frequent bracha? Breaker of Gotham or the Shavuot brachas? Breaker of Gotham. Therefore, under the chuppah, you put Breaker of Gotham first. But let me ask you, at the end of the meal, I guess I want you to cop this. The Shavuot brachas are considered piggyback from on the end of benching. Yes? And therefore we what? Birkas HaMazon, what do we do? It's interesting, the Shavuot brachas and Birkas HaMazon, what do you do? You put the Breaker of Gotham at the end because we don't want to make the Breaker of Gotham to look like it's a Breaker of Gotham for the benching. You know, a lot of people, you know, they use a kos when benching. There's different three sheets as Mishnah
Berurah
says.
The
what'd you say?
You use a Breaker of Gotham for benching and you do it at the end of benching anyway.
Right, but this kos is not for benching, Nate. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to make a distinction and you have to do it beforehand.
No, so that's
that
what I'm saying. So we therefore we put all these brachas in the middle, these six brachas for the wedding, will show a demarcation that the Breaker of Gotham at the end is not for what? It's not for the tzorach of Birkas HaMazon, but it's for the tzorach of the Shavuot brachas. You follow me? It does also serve for Birkas HaMazon, but if you said it first, people would think it's only for Birkas HaMazon. You follow me? Have you ever seen how to do it? You need to have three bechers. That's why I always tell the first time, they have to bring three bechers to the wedding, not just two. What do you mean? I thought it was just two. One becher is used under the chuppah for what? A nisuin. Then the other becher is used for what? The nisuin, yes. No confusion because it's common. And then, at the Birkas HaMazon, at the benching, you need three cups. What do you do? So, you have the guy that's benching, that's holding the cup the whole time. Yes? I'm talking about at the end of the wedding. You know, you pour that cup before you bench. It holds it the whole time. Actually, when you give the chasreinu, you can put it down, right? Because that, those brachas, those are the other ones just added afterwards, harachamans, yes? But then I have two empty cups that are at the table. So let's say I'm leading the benching for the Shavuot bracha. So I'm holding the cup, then I get the chasreinu, put it down, then I got two empty cups. So I get to the end, and I say at the end, Hashem Yivarach Shmo Vashalom, yes? I get to the end of benching. Then what I do? Then I fill up another becher, yes? And then I have usually the father, whoever's running the Shavuot brachas, will now pass to whoever they're honoring for the Shavuot brachas. But it's a different becher. You follow me? It's a different becher with a cup of wine.
Then you go around the whole time. Go around to six guys. Then the seventh one, you come back to the leader of the bench. Yes? Put that one that you've been going around to six, put it down. Then you take the one with Gregory McGuffin. And what do? You take the one with Gregory McGuffin, which you didn't say yet, and the bench, the leader of the bench, will say Gregory McGuffin. Yes? Because he's benching. Then what you would do is take that third cup that's empty, pour into the third cup from one cup, the benching cup. Then the other cup for the seven brothers, pour that into the middle cup. Then you take, now the middle cup has a mixture from both, then take that middle cup and pour it back into the original cup, yes, and to the other cup. And then the guy who led the bench has to keep in mind which cup it was and let him drink from that because he had the mixture in the wine. And then he let the person in Kala drink also from the one from the other cups as well. Okay? Yes.
So they don't finish the wine from the cups for the benching before they pour it into the cup because you know they give a little bit to the custom caliber to drink by the sugar cup, so they don't piss themselves off.
Yes, he doesn't pour the whole thing in the middle cup. Correct. He's going to drink from this. He pours a little bit in, more than a little bit in the middle one. Then you got some wine in the middle, and you pour into both, and then there's a mixture from both.
Is this at the end or is this in the portion?
No, the end of the bench. And then the leader of bench drinks, and then Hassan the Kawa, they drink as well. And that's the way you do it. Has everyone got it? It's really not that complicated. Was it clear to everyone what I was saying? No, you got it? It's really not that complicated. After you do it once, you remember. You got it? Clear? Yes, go ahead, Jonathan. Rashi says in Tzubis and Nazayin and Alf, he's mind for the difference. I don't remember. If you take a look at the Tzubis, I think he says that. You got to look, Rashi. We'll look there after we break. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? That's important. People don't make that up. That's how. When you call up two bucks, you have to make sure you know how to say the brother. The sixth one is Mechasan Chatan Vikala, and the seventh one is Im Chasan. That's Mechasan Im Kala. Okay? Alright. Let's just close with this. We've got a lot to do. Let's close with a few more halachas from our Sheva brothers in a way. You guys familiar with the principle of Panim Chadashos? Rabbi, you need Panim Chadashos. You need a new face. A new face is not at the wedding. If you don't have new faces, you can't say shavuot. People a lot of times are very lax about this. And it's a serious halacha because you really shouldn't say the shavuot. You really shouldn't have the shavuot. Unless you have funny parashas. Now you only need, you know it's a plural, you only need one guy. Now the shayla is a woman, we usually count a woman good funny parashas. Better than a man. You only need one. Shabbos counts as part of the Rosh. You know that? Shabbos itself. Only for Friday night and Shabbos itself. Not for Shalashidis. Shalashidis is in part of the Rosh. I wanted to say one thing. Your side of Moshe Rabbeinu and Governor Mello. They come to hear the Torah. You're supposed to give them a Torah at Shalashidis. And a Shabbos brothers. Because I wanted to say, they're the part of the Rosh. When you give them a Torah, they come. Moshe Rabbeinu and Governor come. But otherwise, you're supposed to give them a Torah. It's not enough automatically for Shabbos. Shabbos is considered part of the Rosh. Yes, Jonathan.
On Shabbos day,
you should
emphasize lunch.
What do you do? And you don't need part of the Rosh. Friday night and lunch, Shabbos counts automatically. But I remember being your guy's age sometimes. I don't know, I'm usually not there. Everyone's sensitive. I really don't care otherwise. I'm trying to do the best I can, but let's say you weren't invited to a wedding. You know, some guy didn't invite you to a wedding, so then he invites you to the Sheva Brothers. But you can't have the whole thing. You can't have everybody. No, I wasn't invited to the wedding. I'm not coming to the Sheva Brothers. You know what I mean? You get insulted. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be that way. First of all, you shouldn't be that way in general. Women are so sensitive. Everyone's a human, though. But the lights, you should rejoice in the Sheva Brothers. Even though you weren't on the list for the wedding, it's important to see you. But in the Sheva Brothers, you become funny kadoshes. So it's an important thing to keep that in mind. And, a beautiful thing. So, you ever heard of it? While Amos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, you shouldn't make Mitzvahs packages. You shouldn't try to kill two birds with one stone. So that's why I told you that you use two separate kosos. One cup's devoted to the benching,
And another cup is devoted to the Shavuot that they walk around with and give to other people. Okay? And the Great Prayer is often, you say, goes on both kosos. And he drinks both kosos, and he mixes the kosos together, usually mixes them before he drinks. And then the meaning is to give from this one to the kosos, and from this one to the cow, and they all should drink. Okay, again, as I said, you need to have 10 men. Can you count the chasim in the count of 10? Yes. You're asking yes. Even though the chasim is shakling, it's an ethnic method, right? So you can count, you need 9 other guys besides the chasim to generate shemit brachos. You know what, Jonathan, I'm thinking, Lamaisa, we should make a shemit brachos for you, Lamaisa. It's a beautiful thing to have a guy getting married in your shir. So why don't, unless you're not going to be around, you know? Maybe we should make a lunch. Well, it's Tuesday before Thanksgiving is the wedding. Thursday going where? Going to Florida?
Denver. Denver anyway. Denver time.
And then you're staying in Denver till the end? When you're staying in Denver to the end. So it might be hard. I was thinking Wednesday maybe we could have a lunch. And have your Kala might not want. Why don't you talk about your Kala? Maybe we can make a Shavuot Brachos and Shir. You know, we can make it nice. You know, for a lunch, a Shavuot Brachos and Shir. Wouldn't that be nice? They might get angry with us about wine, though. I'll take care of it, you know. I'll bring some Bartanura. Talk about it with your Kala, you know. Because that would be Wednesday, because Thursday, you're going to Denver on Thursday. Thursday already Thanksgiving anyway. We usually have Shira. We last few years we've had Shira on Thanksgiving. But it's hard with, you know, you're going, when you go going, midday? Well, so that's hard. So the only day we could do it is Wednesday, maybe. Maybe, all right, maybe. We'll talk about it with your Kala. She might not want it midday, you know. So, all right. I don't think you can do Shabrok on Zoom, you know. But, all right, we'll talk about it. You know, all right, okay, good. And then if you can't, we'll do something for you when you come back. Yeah, never is official. Never is official. As soon as you can tell you. But we'll do something for you when you come back. So we'll do a shadow box. All right. Okay, let's close with the following. I said that there's Panim Chadashah, so I just want to point out what's the definition of Panim Chadashah. Does it mean someone that didn't hear the brachas, the Shas Kippur? That's what the Rambam says. Rav Rishonim say that even if you were there,
you step out then?
You didn't eat. You didn't eat. That's what Rav Rishonim say. If you were at the wedding, but you didn't eat at the wedding, you didn't eat at the wedding. You didn't eat. Sir. He didn't eat at the wedding, right? He didn't eat at the wedding. Well, he was disturbing Gabriel. Okay, so what is the definition of Panim Chadashah? What is the definition of Panim Chadashah? The Rambam says you didn't hear the Shavuot Brachos at the wedding. Most Rishonim argue and say it means you could be at the wedding as long as you didn't eat at the wedding. So that's a lot of guys. A lot of guys sometimes just come, and they don't want, they don't eat. So Rav Rishonim say as long as you didn't eat there, you call Panim Chadashah for the rest of the week, and you could say Shavuot Brachos. Allah Hamamais. Okay? So just remember, Shalashim is in a different Torah. It's not automatic. Yes.
What does it mean if you eat, like...
Oh, you mean if you ate at the smorg, you mean?
Like, if you ate the smorg and just...
That's a good question. I don't know. It's a great question what Nate is saying. I believe it means at the Suda with bread. You follow me? When you ate at the smorg, it wouldn't disqualify you. Yeah, I think so. Let me check that out, though. It's a good shiver. Most guys do eat at the smorg, right?
Yeah. It's all you.
Okay, let's stop here, guys. I'm going to photocopy the Gemara with kindness. I want to go over to Gemara and give them an olive. Okay.